Welcome! It's so good to see you! And by see you, I mean it in the Avatar sense. Okay, maybe I mean it in the Ignatian sense. I mean it in the intention idea of sharing a moment, recognizing and being aware that there are other individuals, other expressions of the divine in human form that are acknowledging, recalibrating, and refocusing on the heart and on positivity and on their connection and on being better them. So thank you for being one of those and them and us and I and we. So this week I've been a little preoccupied. I've got this TEDx talk coming up, and it's one of those things where I know it's an awesome opportunity, and our ego has a tendency to mess with us when we think of something as important. It's funny that sometimes we'll even in our spiritual practice, we'll get to a point where we start doing things and practicing things and surrendering more and trusting the universe. And it brings us to this beautiful place and beautiful opportunities. And then an opportunity comes and our mind goes, oh, wait a minute, this is important. Let me give me control back again. Stop trusting the universe. And I got this one. And you're like, oh yeah, you're right. This is important. So think, it's like the exact opposite. And so I've been kind of struggling with that a little bit lately of like, okay, what works in my life, what I find to be the thing that brings me the biggest joy, the most excitement, that tends to deliver me into the flow, is when I don't overthink, when I do trust, and yet, as the mind is saying, dude, this is a big opportunity. I'm even, as people are commenting, I've been sharing some of my insecurities as they flare up. It's not in a horrific way, I'm just observing the experience. And as I've shared some of that insecurity, you know, people will say, oh, don't worry about it, you got this, you're gonna be great. And I find my mind wanting to argue with them and say, explain all of the reasons why I should be worried and why this is different. You know, I know, it's like, so I'm having to do this kind of dialogue in my head, the voices on my shoulder, and going, look, you're being asked to speak not because you have crafted this masterful intellectual, you know, study. You're not being asked to speak as a scientist. You're being asked to speak because of good vibes, the belief buffet of this place and the things and the ideas and the awareness and vibration that is what has resulted from this surrender, from this lack of cerebral, you know, working and you know, traditional stuff that I've had in my life. So it's kind of interesting how so often the process, what I mean so often, always the process, the journey, is where the lessons are. You know, we sometimes think, I gotta get through this so I can get to, it's like, let me just get this thing all worked out so I can get to do the talk. It's like, oh, the path to the talk is where these rich learning opportunities are coming for me. And as we go through our life, it's a good reminder of like, oh, this cool opportunity, this amazing experience, this event, this person, you know, that it's not just the thing. The thing is just the mapping points on our life journey, but it's that process between it, and it's actually not a line, is it? It's a woo 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 woo. And as I keep being reminded that woo 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 is why we're here. We came. We have consciousness. We have the duality of highs and lows. Because that's how we learn. That's how we become lessons. It's cool. One of the things that I said last week that a lot of people held on to and quoted on, you know, around, and I was like, oh wow, because I needed to hear it too. It was that we're not here to win, we're here to learn. And I have been getting myself attached. Attached to the outcome. And I may be the first person ever to say this, but being attached to an outcome can be problematic and actually cause suffering. If you're new to the show, I'm not the first to say that. Buddha said that in many beautiful ways. And it's why we have the practice. It's why life is a practice. So we get these tensions that we can then relax through and eventually get the point of like, So this is a new experience for me, and so it has new levels of flare-ups and tensions and insecurities and attachment. Now, can I fall into a story very quickly of why this is important and why I needed to do well and why it has to? Absolutely, it's very easy. In fact, there's a number of people who have reminded me frequently that, oh, this is going to be so good for your career. It's like, yeah, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to go back to working a 9-to-5 at a startup. You know, this could be my ticket. This could be my, let me just substitute words. Attachment, 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 attachment. Attachment! For all I know, the most amazing thing that could happen from here, and in fact, my friend Janus, he posted in response to my insecurity, he said, I'm visualizing you walking on stage, stumbling, smashing your face, getting a bloody nose, delivering a horrific talk with blood all over you. And I was like, yeah, maybe that would be best. Maybe that would be exactly what I need to get to where I'm going to be. Maybe the person who becomes my guru, who gives me the experience of vibrational bliss that I read that other people have had through Amma and other Maharaji and other that I've never experienced, although I've met a number of people who have been that guru to others. Maybe this horrific failure becomes the thing that makes that guru come out of the closet and say, the door is now open. Or maybe it will lead to a career of sanitation management, and I realize that garbage collection is what I've been born to do. This is that same crossroads of thought that I need to go through constantly, which is that get present, have integrity, align with love, and then surrender and have faith. That I am in no vantage point to judge what is the right or wrong way to happen. And you know what? I have a feeling it's going to go great. It's already provided me a number of topics for Hug Nation. See? When I was first getting online and I was committing to do a new story every Monday, when I did Prehensile Tales, that was my first online website. It was a humor magazine. I did a funny story every Tuesday. Prehensile.com is actually still up. You can see what the old school me was like. But the process or the commitment to doing a new story every Monday changed my mindset so that I looked into opportunities as, you know, very quickly I ran out of just things, you know, I couldn't just sit there and go, what's something to write this week? And so if someone would say, oh, hey, this crazy thing is happening, you know, at the sports arena, I'd be like, let's go, something to write about. And I think that life, you know, when we start to see the lucky, amazing thing about our Facebook live streaming world is that because we are constantly updating our lives, hopefully we snap into that same mentality of like, oh, cool, an opportunity to live, an opportunity to have an experience. And as this week has taught me, it's not just the experience, it's the road to the experience, it's the traffic on the way, it's the people that cut you off, it's the sky and the flowers on the side of the road. Hopefully not too attentively to that, because then it's also the accident on the way. So it's kind of interesting how everything becomes a teacher when you let it. So I actually am appreciative of this moment right now that we're sharing, whether it's live or whether this is an archive, because this partnership that we have in aligning in vibration, this weekly commitment to realigning our hearts is what I've needed to get to this place it wasn't until thinking about this and thinking about this right now moment that I was able to put this all into context, and that I was really struggling. I was really feeling like, yeah, but the TED people say the whole point is these people are going to give the best talks of their lives. I do 2 talks a week that I've been doing for 10 years. The best talk of my life? Okay. Well, I gotta mention Grandpa. Okay, and I gotta mention Crapper Cohen. Okay, and I gotta mention this. I gotta attachment. So thank you. Let's have a hug. Wherever you are, grab yourselves by the shoulders. Ugh. This place that you're in right now is perfectly in the middle of a journey, of an adventure. And whatever is undone right now is part of the lessons. Whatever is exciting is part of your compass and map. Whatever you're questioning is part of your growth. Whatever is upsetting you is a reflection of the rough corners that you need to sand. We are perfect in this now. We need to forgive ourselves when we get too judgmental of ourselves. And then remember that everyone, every place is in the middle of their journey, struggling with whatever they have, with whatever tools they have. And so let's forgive them too. Even the enemy, even the polluter, even the tyrant. And know that just as we deep down are pure, so are they. We are one. We are all expressions of this vibration, this flow, this divine perfection. So let's take 3 breaths together and just feel connected to every living thing on this planet. Inhale through the nose. Inhale love. Share it with the world. Inhale love. Share it with the world. Last one. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, thank you for being you, for being your perfect cell, your perfect role in the one. I love you. Happy Hug Nation. Namaste.